AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden traveled to Louisiana, which has a Democrat for governor and GOP-controlled legislature and congressional delegation, to pitch his infrastructure plan.
When it comes to bridges and roads and the like, I've never seen a Republican or Democrat road. I just see roads.
The price tag is $2.3 trillion, too much for the GOP.
American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, to supercharge our economy so we can move goods, get to work, become more competitive around the world.
Biden wants to raise corporate taxes to cover the cost. He's also challenging Republicans to be willing to compromise on the bill. Colorado Republican State Representative Richard Holthoff set off an uproar during debate yesterday in the state capitol.
Don't worry, Buckwheat, I'm getting there.
I'm sorry.
What I'd like to say, that's an endearing term, by the way.
Representative Holthoff, we must maintain order in here and not refer to any individuals other than in any inappropriate manner.
The House quickly adjourned. Today, a chastised Holthoff addressed fellow lawmakers.
I hope you all understand that I see all of you as my brothers and sisters, all created by God and all equal.
Two students and a school custodian have been injured in a shooting at a middle school in Rigby, Idaho. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson tells KIFI a teacher disarmed the suspect, a sixth grade girl.
She did take the handgun from the student and held her until law enforcement apprehended her.
Anderson says two of the victims were shot inside the school, the third outside the building. None of the injuries are thought to be life-threatening. This is AP News. Jake Ellinger, the brother of former University of Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger, was found dead today near the university campus in Austin, Texas. Mike Gracia has more.
University of Texas linebacker Jake Ellinger was found dead near campus Thursday, according to Austin police. Officers responding to a call found the 20-year-old Ellinger shortly after noon. Police say the death is not considered suspicious, but no cause of death was immediately released. Ellinger, who had not played the last two seasons after arriving as a walk-on, was the younger brother of former Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger, who was drafted by the NFL's Indianapolis Colts last week. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Interior Department is taking action to restore protections for wild birds, including prosecuting bird deaths caused by industry that were ended in the final days of former President Donald Trump's administration. Interior officials say they will take public comment through June 7th before making a final decision. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.